All right, Frank, I know you like technology.
I'm all about it.
Me too.
iPhone 7. I was on the list before it came out. Oh, yeah. I'm the next hottest things, but particularly the things I'm interested in.
All right, but aren't you missing the headphone jack?
Not at all, because they came, and people don't know this, they come with the extender that you can plug the old headphones
into. Yeah, the old Apple extender.
Yeah, the old Apple extender, see?
All right, well, technology is all a buzz because the Consumer Electronics Show is going on in Las Vegas right now, and Apt sales rep Carl Prouty is out there. It opened today, Carl, is that true?
Yeah, it opened today. We're actually sitting at the Samsung booth right now.
Be careful. Have a fire extinguisher.
No, I think they got all that cleared up. We hadn't had any problems yet.
All right. So what's the big news? What are you excited about today?
Well, so actually last night we had a kind of a meeting with Sony, and we got to see a couple of really cool new TVs that they came out with. So they have OLEDs now, which everyone's kind of been asking when they were going to get into that business.
Did you say OLED?
Explain what OLED is. Because, I mean, we know what LED, we knew what plasma was. What's the OLED?
Sure. It's organic light-emitting diode. And what it does is it allows the TV to be super, super thin, but it also gives you the absolute darkest blacks and the absolute brightest whites. So color quality on these things is just incredible.
Should you even buy a TV these days? Because it's almost like, you know, every year there are these new technologies that you're so mad you don't have.
You know, yeah, I think it's totally worthwhile. There's some really cool stuff here. So on these new OLEDs that Sony is coming out with, they actually have this cool speaker system built in. So it's attached to the back of the TV, and it actually uses the glass in front of the TV to produce the sound. So there's not like a physical speaker that you see, the sound is actually coming out of the glass on the front of the set. It's really
fascinating.
It's mind-blowing.
So you don't need a sound bar? Because I know a lot of the TVs now, everybody says you need a sound bar because the TV speakers are not that good. Does that change anything?
Well, on something like this, you're not supposed to. We didn't have a great chance to hear it because it was really loud where we were. But in talking to the Sony rep, they said that this is kind of designed to take the place of needing a sound bar. Still with a TV like that, though, I mean, honestly, you want a surround sound system or something just to complement that amazing picture.
Hey, Carl, are you seeing the curvature of the screen still a big thing, or is that going away?
It's going away a little bit. Samsung still has a couple of models that they're going to do. We got a chance to see those today here right as the show opened. They look really awesome. They're using this QLED design now, so it's just a super bright, super colorful picture. They're doing some curved TVs. They've got some curved computer monitors. So they're still in the business. Not a whole lot of other people doing that, though, anymore.
What's the benefit of it? I always wondered really, what does that do to your TV watching experience?
Well, so it's like if you go to a movie theater, when you're sitting there watching that gigantic screen, that's a curved screen. So the whole idea behind that is to kind of give you a more movie theater-like experience. So it's really cool. It's not something that everybody's doing right now.
And don't you need, I mean, think about it. Look at the size of the screen in a movie house as opposed to in your living room. I mean, we have a 70-inch TV. But even that, if it was curved to me, it's not like sitting in a movie theater where that screen is ginormous.
No, it's a little different. But with the new 4K sets, you can sit a lot closer to them. So where you used to have a big screen TV and you'd have to sit like 15 feet away from it to really enjoy the picture, these new 4K sets, you can sit really close. So it kind of gives you that movie theater experience just on a slightly smaller scale, obviously.
All right. Carl Prouty is a sales rep at Apt Electronics in Glenview. You can go to apt.com and Apt Electronics on YouTube. You've been putting up some videos. What else? What's the thing that wowed you today besides the new Sony TVs?
What wowed me today, Samsung had a super, super thin, really lightweight laptop computer that they were showing. That thing was really cool. So if you do a lot of traveling, you don't want to carry around a big bulky laptop with you, you can throw that in your bag. It's got quick charging built in, so you can get like two hours of battery time on a 20-minute charge.
Wow.
If you travel a ton, they're definitely going to benefit from something like that. That was really cool.
Anything from Apple, Carl?
No, we haven't seen anything from Apple at all. I'm not totally sure we're going to see a whole lot from them here, but we're going to look around and see what we can see.
They are not getting new reviews on their new MacBook Pro, which I know features an OLED bar up on it. Mm-hmm. I bought the last year's model because I thought, you know, I don't know if I want to wait for the new one. And there were less ports on the new one as well. There's no SD card that you can put in. So I'm kind of glad I bought the old MacBook Pro.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure why they did that. People seem to definitely be complaining about that aspect of it. It's a great-looking computer, and that OLED little trackpad on the top, it's going to continue to improve. So I think maybe wait a little bit and see what they do with that, because I think it's a cool technology. They just haven't implemented enough stuff to use with it yet.
Yeah, and Samsung's really giving them a run for their money, aren't they?
They're trying. They definitely are. Samsung's just that they continue to push forward and continue to innovate, and it's really, really cool to see the stuff that they do.
Well, cool. We look forward to talking. We're talking to you tomorrow as well, correct? How long does the Consumer Electronics Show go on? It's for the rest of the week?
Well, we're going to be taking off. We're here tomorrow morning, and then we're going to be taking off tomorrow afternoon. So tomorrow, I think, is the last time I'm going to be speaking with you guys.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Carl. And when Carl comes home, you can go visit him at Apt Electronics in Glenview. Go to apt.com if you're in need of something and want to look around. And you can also go to their YouTube channel, Apt Electronics, and check out all the stuff at the CES. Carl, thank you so much.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Quick break. And we have some things we'd like to talk about after the news. Why don't you stay right here at 720 WGN?